them are more than pals.
Our show can be a little gay,
but if you're not,
that's okay.
You can listen and have fun
either way.
Xena, Star Wars, Doctor Who, guests and music and reviews, Game of Thrones, Wynonna too. We promise there's something for you.
She nerds out.
We're girls that like nerdy things.
Hello and welcome to the She Nerds Out podcast. I'm Kat.
I am Wendy.
And this is Tara.
On today's episode, we have a mail sack. We got some nerd news. And we're going to purgatory again. Maybe?
Maybe.
Last time?
Oh.
A little break. We'll see. Okay. But first, hey Wendy.
Yeah, it's kind of on them. They got to give us new content. They want us to go to purgatory every week.
Agreed.
They got to give us a reason to go.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you want? Birthdays?
That'd be great, yeah.
Oh, I got birthdays. I'm just going to do them all on the same day. Because there were three people. I mean, there were some other good people. But I'd like it when I... Hey, let's streamline it. All on the same day. That would be March 24th.
Mm.
We're going to start with one... Jessica Chastain, because I really liked Zero Dark Thirty, and she was awesome. And I liked her in the movie that I forget the name of, where she barely spoke.
I don't know. Don't recall that one.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Nope.
Hang on. I'll look it up while y'all are guessing.
Okay. I'm going to guess turning 46.
Oh. I'm going to go 38.
The movie was... The Tree of Life. Do you not remember that?
Never seen it.
It was weird and good, but I liked it. Jessica Chastain is turning 47.
Oh, come on.
That's right, so right? Close. She was so born close. In 1977.
Come on.
I don't know. With that, well, she was, so that makes it 47,
Sarah,
right?
How did you possibly know that?
Because did you guess it? I wasn't listening.
Looking at, I mean, not that she looks a certain age, but just she's been in a lot for a long time.
She's been around a while. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
She's very hot.
Well, here's an actress from a little-known TV show called Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ooh.
Allison Hannigan.
Oh.
March 24th.
Of course she's a Pisces, too. In the Pisces Club. Love
and
her
also
so
How I Met
much.
Your Mother, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, she was on... It's weird to think was on that show way longer than Buffy.
That is weird.
It's great when you can get on two pretty iconic TV shows.
Not bad. She's doing okay.
So, I'm going to say she is turning 45.
I'm going to say 47.
I can't believe this, but she's turning 50.
No.
Okay.
Born in 1974.
Jeez.
Wow.
50. Pretty good.
Wow. 50.
Whoa, careful, Wendy. You almost knocked your computer over. she looks great.
Yeah.
Doing
I haven't
it.
Seen her, like, I haven't seen her. I'm sure she's doing things, but, like, you know, mainstream stuff for a while. But
yeah, I don't know. I haven't
she doesn't need to with that Buffy and How I Met Your Mother money.
No, she's pretty set.
She's fine.
Yeah. Here's one of your former co-stars, Kat. The great Tig Notaro.
Oh.
Yes, of course.
You shared Kat's, a stage with old Tig.
Yes,
shared
the stage at the Lucy Lawless concert.
That's right. And then Tara and I passed her in Central Park one time.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And we were like, Tig Notaro. And she's in Star Trek Discovery.
Yep.
She is.
Yep. That was what, 09 and 10, Kat? That I think you hosted the two concerts.
It was like,
it was 2006.
No, it was a little earlier, 7.
2007, 2008, yeah. No, sorry.
There was one in 2009.
Oh, everybody, hold on.
There were more.
Now,
everybody,
you're wrong,
relax.
Kat. You're a liar.
I know they started in...
We were prepping at the end of 2006. It was January 2007, 2008,
damn right.
2009.
Thank you.
And
okay.
You just called me a liar, Tara. Yeah.
Well, am I wrong? I mean,
I had to think about it.
You said I was
Look,
wrong.
There's
when
the
I said-
poster. There's the first poster right there.
Those are good times. I saw a post recently, speaking of that, where Lucy, I think, commented on it or reposted it about, like, oh, remember those Lucy Lawless concerts? Mm-hmm. She should do more of those. And she basically reposted and said, oh, yeah, those were quite a bit of fun.
Yeah, those were good times. We had some fun.
We'll see. She was also what was the question,
Tiff?
Who cares?
The universe.
Okay.
The dead. That was fun.
I'm going to say Tig is turning 53.
I'm saying 55.
You're a wizard, Tara. 53.
Yeah.
Okay. I might just quit this podcast. How do you do this? This is your superpower.
I don't know.
How do you do this?
You should go to the carnival and guess people's ages.
I feel like that's a thankless job.
It is. It is.
I would never do this if they could see or hear us.
Good thing they don't listen.
Interesting. Interesting.
We have another birthday. Very special birthday.
Oh yeah.
More not just friend of the Snop, more like family of Snop.
Yeah.
Great Noe.
Mm-hmm.
Noe, who likes to hang with celebrities and soccer matches, and
yeah,
brings us giant bags of chips and snacks.
Yeah, we talk about her a lot on this podcast.
Kind, she's good, like, this person,
like this legendary character.
Yep,
in our lives.
And Noe's been on the Snop. She's been a guest talking World Cup.
That's right.
And other things.
And if you remember, Noe was also shown on the International World Cup broadcast.
That's right.
In the crowd multiple times.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And just somehow all these amazing things. It's not somehow. I mean, Noe's such a likable person, so friendly. Yeah. It's just so.
And good,
you
karma.
Know,
we'll
a go getter. Good karma. Yeah. Just like.
She deserves good things.
Yeah.
She does.
Nice person. And she goes for it, man. And usually gets it. So
yeah, she's wonderful. Yeah.
So thank you, Noe. Happy birthday.
Birthday,
Noe. Noe. We love you. I'll throw some of those in there. Yeah.
Okay. What's next? Oh. We have a mail sack.
Not yet.
Hold on.
Oh, there was a big announcement today.
Right. That's
I got distracted. There was a big announcement. So if you know the D23 convention, now it's called like the ultimate fan event. The ultimate Disney fan event is what it's called now. Okay. D23. And every year, one of the big presentations they do, so to speak, is they announce the Disney legends for that year.
Okay.
Ming-Na Wen has been a Disney legend. You know, lots of cool people have been Disney legends. People have been associated with Disney, done a lot of work for Disney, whatever.
So what is this? So what is this, like, what does it mean, though? It means like you're just honored in some way.
You're honored. You're just honored as you have contributed greatly to Disney in some, you know, shape or form via film or whatever. So they've had like Carrie Fisher in 2017. I'm looking at just some old ones. Mark Hamill, you know, things like that.
Okay. Those seem like pretty obvious ones.
Then they do some behind the scenes people too. Like this year, they announced their 14 honorees.
Okay.
Colleen Atwood, who's done brilliant work in costuming and won 4 Oscars. So, you know, behind the scenes. Angela Bassett.
Okay.
Who, Wakanda. She was in Black Panther films. I don't know if there's more things she's done with Disney. Oh, she's done voiceover stuff too.
Okay.
You know, like there's a employee, it's getting it. James Brooks, James Cameron, Jamie Lee Curtis is being honored this year. Miley Cyrus, another cartoonist type of person. Some actor named Harrison freaking Ford is being honored this year. I don't know if you heard of him. Harrison Ford. They have a nice looking picture of him on their website. another animator, Frank Oz, who was legendary himself.
Of course. Yeah.
Kelly Ripa, who's worked for ABC doing a show. And another
Disney.
That's the thing. They'll reach for anything they can get.
Kelly Ripa.
Like, there aren't enough other people besides Kelly Ripa.
Well, another, like a creative executive, you know, somebody like that, you know. So they have a mix of people that you know and people who are behind the scenes. One Kelly, more, excuse
Kelly
me.
Kelly Ripa mm-hmm. is in the same class as John Williams and Harrison
John Williams.
For yes, contributions to Disney.
Look, it's the ABC family. And again, wait.
This is not ABC family legends.
Yeah, she's got plenty of things. It's all the things. Like there's, you know, this there's Martha Blanding, first ever black tour guide. And she's been like this long
at Disney
time.
Though?
Disneyland started in 1971. Okay, so she that's deserves
perfectly
it.
Great. She
that's
deserves
awesome.
It.
That's
she's
awesome.
Given tours.
She like, is a legend.
That's she's given exactly tours who to Diana Ross, Elton John, Olivia Newton-John,
oh
Cary
God.
Grant, Cher. Like she's Damn. One of those, like if you've got big people coming to your park, Martha's gonna give them
this woman
absolutely
has,
she
has
get it.
Good stories you know
oh,
she
yeah.
has good stories
right oh yeah
but Kelly okay. Ripa no she's not
I
out
mean,
there giving tours
she was on All My Children too that
that's
was on
not a, Disney
look Bert, take it up with Disney I didn't pick them. Didn't
maybe
pick
there
them.
Could have been 13 Disney. Nominees this year. That's
yeah.
all I'm saying.
We don't need
animators.
Hey.
Yeah, animation guys. People absolutely
someone.
Fine.
Well, look, here's the thing. James Brooks. James Brooks.
Yeah.
Is on this list. Why? Partly because of The Simpsons, which had nothing to do with Disney, well, but they bought The Simpsons.
James Cameron too. Why is he? He's not a Disney guy.
Avatar.
Yeah. Okay. Because.
And he's James
Disney
Cameron.
Bought Fox. That's and, why he's on here.
And World of Avatar is in their parks. And I think he's done National Geographic shows for Disney, I think.
Okay.
Type of things. Maybe. Oh. Maybe not.
Hmm. Mm.
Either way, it's James Cameron. They're going to get who they can get. Oh, he helped create the Avatar park. I don't know.
Okay.
It was a great,
of
it's
the
a
park.
Great ride. If he had something to do with that ride at the Avatar park, part of the park. He deserves this because
okay.
that was a great ride.
Cool.
Either way, here's my conundrum now.
Oh, okay.
I want to go.
Oh.
So here's the thing. So Dear Jackie of Jackie and Buster sent me the price breakdown for tickets. And let me tell you. So they moved. It's at the Anaheim Convention Center. They had a big room where they'd have these big events. That's where I saw Harrison Ford a couple of years ago for that presentation. Now it's going to be at the Honda Center. So
Ooh.
You can buy tickets to the event, and if you buy a certain level of ticket, like for the day or for the weekend, you get into this. Like they have the panel where they talk about the upcoming films that are TV shows. Like they'll talk Andor, they'll talk Marvel, whatever. It's the one I went to with Harrison. They have one that's what's coming up in the Disney parks, and then they have the Legends presentation, and it's one per night.
Oh,
so depending on the ticket you get. You can get into these presentations and more people can get in. But let me tell you, the prices range from. Mm-mm. So like, say you get the ultimate preferred fan pass all 3 days for $9.99. That's not $9.99.
Oh.
That's $9.99. You can get the 100 level sections 110 through 112. That's
of
on
this
the floor
massive
in the
arena.
Back.
Yeah, this
the
is the hockey
Center.
Arena that is in
but
Anaheim.
I think, look,
yeah.
I think they're like doing the thing where it's cut in half based on the picture I've seen. It's not the whole thing. It's like it's in half or so. You move up a section if you want to pay $1,500. You move
what?
Up another section if you want to pay about $2,100.
Wait, $999 is the lower one?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The top of the line, you can get basically sections 101 to 103 right up in the front. For $2,600. I mean, you get to
My
go to the
God.
You get all and you get a reserve seat
Dude,
for all 3 days.
Do you get to meet these people? Do I get to meet James Cameron? Do I get to meet
or at least
Kelly Ripa? Yeah,
Kelly
Ripa. Do I get some included autographs in this or like selfies?
No.
Like open bar?
Right, open bar.
Oh.
Can we just walk around with drinks and
how much are you going to drink for that?
Try to forget how much we paid for
this. If you do get the ultimate preferred fan pass of any level, you have a reserve seat.
Okay.
If you don't,
Wait,
now
you
can
better,
you
don't even get a reserve
seat. You
better
seat. Fucking nope. have a reserve seat.
So if you don't get that, you get a certain section. Like say you get a 3-day pass. For the top price of $747, you're in the 200 level. But you
for
don't have
day.
A reserved seat. You basically just sit somewhere in the 200s. And okay. then it moves up by price or moves down in price and you get further back. So
but
the thing is.
That's just for the. That's insane. These do not include meet and greets, VIP experiences.
Just souvenir saying. Cups.
Yeah, some souvenir cups. An Iron Man hand, like the one you got at Disneyland.
I mean, I'm sure you get some sort of trinkets.
Iger.
I don't know. What?
Yeah, they probably gave you a little bag. Like
that close to Harrison and John.
How you're not even that close, though. You're not now that in an arena situation.
Anyway, I don't know Wendy, what ticket I'm getting yet.
Wendy.
What?
Wendy.
I'm not going to get some $1,000 ticket, but I don't know. I want to be in the building. I mean, you can pay. Look, I read the expensive ones. There's cheaper tickets where you're in the building. You're just in the back.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what the prices are.
Okay. All right.
So do you know what day you're going to go or multiple days?
Look, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind getting. So I'm a gold member of D23, so I get to order my tickets on Tuesday. Okay. But I'm sure like all Disney things now, I'm going to be sitting in a queue hoping I even get a chance to order tickets. So that's the first day. The second day is D23 Plus. If you have a certain Visa card, you can order. And then the third day is whoever's left can get tickets. Mm-hmm. I get to get them on the first day. I mean, in theory, I'd love to just say, I mean, I'd love to see all of them. But like if I could just get a Sunday ticket for all day Sunday plus the Legends thing, I would be fine with that. I mean, the other two panels are be cool. I mean, I just don't know what they're going to show at the film one, you know, where they're talking about what's coming up. Because I don't, you know, not like Dial of Destiny when it was coming. I'm like, I know Harrison's going to be there and I want to see him. Like, I don't know who's going to be there.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to be announcing, what they're going to be talking about. Probably good stuff, but my focus is Legends. But then what if I got some big old ticket and then I'm sorry, John's sick, he's unable to make it, or Harrison
had
to go film something and is unable to make it.
And when is this actually happening? What are the dates?
August something something and something else. Let's see, 9th, 10th and 11th. So I mean, I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'm just saying it's out there.
Okay.
And they go on sale Tuesday, so
you gotta decide.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Or you know what? Sometimes you have to decide. Sometimes you see what's left when you finally get into order, because it's Disney. You know, like the half marathon we signed up. Sometimes you're just like, what races are still open once I get inside the queue?
So okay.
Anyway, but that's the update. D23 being announced. And by the way, WonderCon is in a couple weeks in Anaheim.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a professional pass? I don't know. I still don't have any response of whether or not to get a pro ticket or not.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Instead of 2 months, it's now been over 6 months. And now, I'm not the only one. Some people just haven't gotten an answer. So we don't know.
Into luck.
Mystery. Speaking of conventions, if you haven't heard, the FanFusion UK, I think I talked about it. It got rescheduled. It was supposed to be on my birthday weekend. I was moderating panels. And it has been moved to the first week of November. It's actually election weekend here in the U.S. So I'm getting out of town. I'm going to mail in my vote. Vote early.
Vote early.
Get out of here for the aftermath.
Hopefully there's a country for you to come home to.
Yes, I hope so. Yeah,
but at least you'll be gone if things go terribly wrong.
That's what I'm saying. I'll either be really happy, right? Or really depressed and even just really want to get out of there even more and just
totally
be amongst the Brits and all those lovely UK folk. So that's November 1st to the 3rd. And all the original guests so far have now, it was kind of, we got the dates and then it was just a matter of waiting for which guests. So. And Katerina Scorsone back on the list. Really excited about that. And ER, so my Grays folks. So check it out if you're in the area or feel like taking a, if you feel like joining me, if you're in the US and you're just like, peace out, gonna go. Now you have a place to go.
It's a great idea. Very good.
It's my update.
Exciting. It's back on.
Are we on the news yet? No, the mail sack.
No, hold on. Time. We're in a hurry.
Out of sorts.
we have a mail sack. Let's jump into it.
Okay. I'll go first. I have mail from AK. AK says, the subject is subjective. Hey there, my dudes. Sounds to me like Stacy is a future knight of Snopalot.
Yes. Stacy recently found the podcast. Yes. Remember last time?
You may have been... in a blackout.
That's right. You might have been the blackout.
Oh, that's right. Stacey wrote us. I was like, yeah, what is AK talking about here?
Yes, new listener.
Sorry, Stacey. I was somewhere not functioning at that time.
Somewhere dark and cold and lonely.
Carrie, thank you so much for the kind offer. You sounded remarkably like you were paraphrasing the Cavalier of the Ninth House. We do bones, motherfucker. I don't know what any of that means.
That's amazing.
Smiley, smiley, smiley face. If I mail my finger to you, do you think you could sort it out for me? That would be super cool. How much did I miss?
How is that happening?
I don't remember what
how
that is.
How's the finger? AK hurt their finger. So how's the finger doing? We hope it's...
Yeah.
We hope you didn't have to resort to mailing it somewhere. And
that's right.
Thanks, guys. I was wondering what the hell the curse of part of Oak Island was about. I thought maybe I was looking up the wrong show, but there didn't seem to be another Oak Island. Now I know.
The curse is that you're never going to find what you're looking for.
Look, no,
here's
that's
the thing.
Not the curse, Tara.
Just so you know, we're recording this while it's on, so I'm missing it. So I'm going to have to watch it right after. But there's a part in the previews where someone says they can pinpoint where the Ark of the Covenant is on the island.
Thank you.
So I'm going to rush in there and watch that as soon as this is over.
We might have big news next week.
We better. Sir Max and I both drew a blank about what the Sherd Nerds thing was. We couldn't remember, so we did the only sensible thing and asked a knight who would know. Sir Nancy was able fairly swiftly to tell us context with both episode number and timestamp.
Wow.
He really knows her stop, saluting with my sword. Hail, Sir Nancy. And Sir Beck was kind enough to furnish us with the link to the Wicked Azina musical.
Nice.
Blimey. Max loved it. Amazing. Awesome. Best thing ever. Nice.
In quotes. Wow.
In quotes. Yeah. I didn't get all of it, and I reckon there may have been some spoilers, but it's all good. I guess at the end of the final series, Xena decides she can cope with the brat after all.
Weird.
Burn.
Seriously, though, amazing. Great star turn by Tara M. Also, very much enjoyed some cameos from one W. Woody. Why are we singing? We're all gonna die! That was my big line. One of my big lines. Fabulous. Well worth the wait of how many years have you been doing this podcast now? Oh, bullocks. Yeah. I've got Defying Gravity as an earworm now. Again. Ta-da for now, AK. And then there's lots of emojis sprinkled.
Yeah. Well,
glad you watched it, AK.
Yeah, we've got the link out there somewhere. Well, obviously Beck has it to Wicked Azina musical. Sure.
Apparently.
Share the love now, you know. It's been like 14 years, so I think it's
oh my God.
You know, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, I want to do
it's
a
great
sequel.
I love it.
Where we sing the songs we didn't get to sing or do a Hamilton version. Let's put a feeler out there.
That sounds ambitious.
If you like a Xena, you know, we did a Wicked Azina musical.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on a musical that you think, you know, Wicked is pretty universal? But people would be familiar enough with the songs. You don't have to give us like specific song ideas or anything like that. That might work. Just what would you like to see? That's what I'm trying to go with. As far as like musical theme, just put it out there. We have some ideas like the ones I already stated, but you know, I can't steal those. it's recorded, but let us know. If you're interested. If you have any thoughts? If not, then we'll just do what we want anyway.
Okay.
Probably in another 5 years.
Hamilton,
that's about how long it takes.
Hamilton makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I could totally see that.
Yeah, I've got thoughts on Hamilton. Just, you know, it's kind of like, I feel like enough people know it, or at least familiar enough with some of the bigger songs. But I think it'd just be fun anyway.
And it'd be so
a lot of
easy
thoughts
to
I have
do,
about that
obviously.
One. Yeah. Well, we put our minds to it, Wendy. By golly, we can do it.
I'm not even talking about the effort. I'm talking about the style.
The actual style.
It seems so complicated.
Look, some of those Wicked songs were not exactly easy, but I think we can figure it out. I already got some ideas jotted down as far as lyrics, but.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let's get to work.
All right. Well, we'll put it on hold for right now. Finish the podcast.
Put a pin in it.
Okay. Please.
But
if
oh,
you
it's
don't
my
mind.
Turn. Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, wait. Oh, no. I'm ahead of myself again. Sorry. I turned 40 last week.
On downhill already, from there.
It's already starting.
It happens. It happens really quick.
Okay. I got one from Nancy.
Quicker than usual, apparently.
Nancy. It was just waiting. It was like waiting till the day. Like, it was. Here I come. All right. Nancy. So the subject is AFC soccer jerseys. From Nancy. Thank you, Nancy, for clarifying it. The Yeti jerseys Lucy and Renee were wearing are from Austin FC. There is a connection between Austin FC and Armadillo World Headquarters, I think, which is how Renee would be involved. Remember, she is working on a podcast celebrating the history of Armadillo World Headquarters. Her stepdad and mom were involved with Armadillo World Headquarters, in addition to owning Threadgills. At least that's my understanding. So the jersey is specifically in honor of Armadillo World Headquarters. Matthew McConaughey is one of the owners of Austin FC. So I'm just going to throw in my Austin FC is the men's soccer team in Austin. So the men's football team, professional football team.
Football club.
Football club. Yes. Thank you.
Very good.
Probably everything in Austin is connected to Armadillo World Headquarters. Harder to say than you think. It seems to represent the heart of the beloved and legendary music scene.
There you go.
There is a link included. So, of course, we are talking about the Yeti jerseys at South by Southwest Film Festival. It was posted a picture of Lucy and Renee in these really cool, kind of like seafoam bright green that says Yeti on the front. You couldn't tell like what it said on the little symbol in the front, and then it had their names and some numbers on the back. So
yeah, so cute.
Yeah, well, they're super cute. Jerseys are cool.
Yeah.
But thank you, Nancy, for some context on that, Nancy.
Very true, Nancy. Like... In fact, there is a book about Armadillo World Headquarters and about Eddie Wilson that I got a copy of from Eddie and Sandra, but I haven't read it yet.
Very good.
They're having a celebration of Eddie. They're having a whole like music festival because he was so instrumental and
amazing.
The music scene in Austin.
And Renee's making a podcast about it. So hopefully that will be out soon, and that'll be, I'm sure that'll be really good.
Yeah, very cool. And in case you are not from America and not familiar with what an armadillo is, like we weren't familiar with what was that thing that the koala that drops out and like eats you in Australia.
It's a drop bear.
Okay. An armadillo is much less fierce and scary. I think it's cute. It's almost like a rat-like creature, but bigger and cuter. It has a shell. So armadillos are known for like very hard shells that they can kind of like roll up into. Mm-hmm. Like a little roly-poly bug almost.
Yeah, it's like a rat with armor.
Yeah, and they're prevalent, in like Texas are known for their armadillo, right? So that's why it's very... It's almost like a mascot of Texas in a certain way. So if you're not familiar, you can look it up. Armadillo.
They're very cute. I think they're cute.
I think they're cute. Yeah.
I'm on board. I'm pro armadillo.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of being from Texas, it was your birthday last week, Tara.
Oh, yes. Good segue.
Thank you. And Susan Minnie wanted to help you celebrate. They send us six beers. Ooh. They sent you a six pack.
Yes.
And they say happy 40th birthday, Tara.
Aw, thank you.
With a birthday celebration emoji, and some beer mugs clinking.
Yeah. Originally I would have had the convention gone on its original dates. I would have been celebrating my 40th with Susan Minnie. I would have been England at this convention. Aww. The original dates were the 15th through the 17th. So, bit of a bummer. But I'll be there. So, and later this year. So all my English friends, get ready.
She's 40 and she's ready to party.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. Well, we have another, not mail, but review. So we got another new review from Rebel Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And it says, Spank of Delight. Five stars. Says, I've been a listener for years and hope they stay forever. They're my best friends I've never met. Smiley, cryy, happy face, and a heart.
Aw, thank you.
I like a review like that. We're your best friends that you've never met. But we're in your ear and in your
hand.
Love Spank it. Of delight. I do need to work on that shirt.
Yeah, so if you feel inclined, and just while you listen to the rest of this podcast, go to Apple, iTunes, go to show, leave a review, leave some stars. And we really love words.
Five would be great.
Five, and awesome. If you have any feedback that might make you want to leave less than five, feel free to just email us that directly. Yeah. No, you don't even bother posting it. Just shoot us an email. But we appreciate all the feedback.
Great advice, Tara.
Did you know you can't? There's not a limit on reviews. Like, you can have all, as many as you want. As long as
I love
they're
that.
Good.
That's great.
Yeah.
And if you're not sure, like, if you're like, oh, I don't know what to write, like, just Spank of Delight. Yeah. Like, let's, you can. This is like a thing now.
Shirt I never nerds. Know what to write. Just put shirt nerds in there.
I mean, shirt don't nerds. Put that. It's not a thing. It's nothing to do with us. You should definitely.
If
put
you're a Winona fan, you could say we love Tubi. That sort of thing.
Exactly. Have fun with it. You know.
Whatever. Yeah. You don't have to Nancy is awesome for providing timestamps and that sort of thing. But we don't. It doesn't have to be that specific. Yeah. But have at it if you've got that info.
Great. And we'll read it on the podcast.
We love getting those. So much fun. Yeah. And you are personally helping us with getting, people on the show that you like. So you could be contributing to that. Like they say on Curse of Oak Island, you could possibly be, maybe, contributing to your favorite guest possibly coming onto a podcast that could maybe be ours.
A lot of maybes and possiblys and question marks in there.
But I think I put enough pauses between them that you forget I even said those things.
You nailed it. That was pretty good. It's like I was listening to that voiceover guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, guess what time it is now, Tara?
Nerd news.
Nerd news. Nerd news. I repeat, we have breaking nerd news.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to let y'all handle the, I think, I'm excited for this first one.
Well, it's a new Star Wars Disney Plus show. It's called The Acolyte. It's set way, way in the way back. Like, I think it's like 100 years before Phantom Menace. I've read a few, like, somebody thought it was 130 something. Somebody thought it was, said it was 50. Either way, it's a ways back. It looks interesting. I've read some things about it. I listened to another podcast where they weren't talking about the trailer, but just about what they'd heard about the show. It sounds like it's, you've got the Jedi from back before Phantom Menace. And when the Jedi were ruling the day, kind of, they had power. The showrunner is, if I say this right, Leslie Headland, who did Russian Doll. And apparently her elevator pitch was basically, told from the side of the Sith, from the dark, and they're kind of rising up against the group that has the power, which is the Jedi. So it's going to be from the Sith, I guess, if it is Sith, point of view. So part of it is like, are we going to sympathize with the Sith? And what she's saying, it's like, it's a matter of who has the power and how are they wielding it. And she was saying, like, in Phantom Menace, there are cracks in the Jedi Order. They've allowed a Sith Lord, a Sith, to work its way into the council, with the Emperor, and under their noses, and they don't know. And what gets in there and starts bringing them down a little bit? So you don't know a whole lot about it. It looks like a whole lot of characters that no one's ever heard of, unless you're really, really deep into Star Wars, and maybe some of them have come from other sources, books. It's from the High Republic era of Star Wars.
Yeah.
It looks...
I think it's all new characters. I don't think there's...
I mean some people are you know, Darth Plagueis, I don't know. Is he going to be in there?
I see.
That type
of
thing.
I'm sure we will see some people pop up. But as far as, like, identifying people in the trailer, I haven't seen anybody be like, oh, that's blah, blah, blah from comic.
Carrie-Anne Moss is in there.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
She looks cool as a Jedi.
I've read it's going to be more like an Andor feel, a little more less like Obi-Wan, more Andor, or less Mando. You know, like a little darker, a little edgier, rougher.
That's cool.
Realistic, whatever. I don't know. But there it is. And it's just sort of like the bad guys are the underdog. Like they're talking about it's, you know, the Star Wars has been like the underdog, the rebels fighting against the Empire. Well, in this, it's like the Jedi, the Republic, they are kind of the Empire. They're in charge. Mm-hmm. And the bad guys are like, we don't like them being in charge. We're going to rebel against them. So they're kind of the rebel side of this. So it'll be like, are you going to get us to root for the Sith a little bit? Or is, you know, but she did have a quote, says, whatever you think the Acolyte is, it's not that. It's a drop in the bucket, baby. Just hang in there and check it out.
Wow.
Kathy Kennedy apparently really liked her pitch, her idea. Okay. It's interesting. It's just something we haven't seen before. I mean, the Jedi, they're still wearing the same robes.
Sure.
Well, they didn't change their
style.
Yeah, I mean, that's
timeless.
It's worked for them for a long time. So, yeah, we'll see. You know, it's
cool.
Sounds like there might be even more than they're talking about right now. It looks cool. The fighting looks cool. It looks...
Some cool martial arts.
Yeah, a lot of lightsabers, a lot of different color lightsabers. Some badass looking Jedi type. And the Sith, which I assume is the Sith, it had the woman sort of with her hair hanging down. There's a scene where she's like got a hood on. It kind of reminds me of the little young bad Sith girl in Ahsoka. I forget her name, but the apprentice to Baylan. Cool. Kind of had that same look, that same feel.
Goth kind of like teenager.
So you know, I mean, it's June 4th comes out, so not too far off.
A 2-episode premiere, which is kind of cool.
It sounds like they're setting it up for not just a one and done. Like they want this to have at least a few seasons.
Well, good luck with getting past Bob Iger. He loves cutting stuff. It's his thing now.
Yeah, but he hadn't been cutting Star Wars too much.
No, not too much, but Marvel for sure. So it seems like he's pulling back on Marvel stuff.
I think it was getting saturated, though. I think their whole thing was like, we're just throwing... and I think they ran away. Look at Secret Invasion, for crying out loud. They were throwing too much out there. And I think they weren't really putting the... they had that idea of like, whatever we do, it'll be fine. It'll work. And it didn't work.
Right.
So they needed to regroup a little bit.
I think Marvel's 3 is going to feel the brunt of that. I don't think that's happening now.
I don't think it is either, but as much as I like the Marvels, it didn't do well in the box office. I thought it was fun, but it's not like it.
Killing it in streaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know who else said, we'll see what happens? Patty Jenkins. When she announced that she's back doing Rogue Squadron. And I quote, I'm back doing Rogue Squadron and we'll see what happens. That is a quote. So, surprise. Kind of the history of this with Patty Jenkins. Back before, you know, when Wonder Woman 3 was still a thing, before that got yanked by what's his name? James Dunn? Yeah, that guy.
James Gunn.
Yes, not Dunn. Gunn, thank you.
You're welcome.
So it was, she just kind of disappeared off that project. There were some rumors kind of going around, like, why is she gone? Was the script terrible? What, you know? And then it kind of was like, well, too busy on Wonder Woman 3. Right. Leaving to go focus on Wonder Woman 3. And then all of a sudden, Rogue Squadron, this film just disappeared off the Disney calendar. It was there, then it was gone. We didn't know if we were ever going to see Rogue Squadron again. I definitely didn't think if we did, maybe the Patty Jenkins would be involved. So, cut to this week when Patty's like, oh yeah, I'm back on Rogue Squadron. We'll see what happens. So it's kind of all went down. Patty claims she signed a new deal with Lucasfilm and Disney to write
and direct Rogue Squadron.
Sounds pretty serious.
Yeah. It was initially paused for her work on Wonder Woman 3, and says this film will honor her late father, who was a fighter pilot. So that's kind of cool. So yeah, writing and directing. So that will be interesting. And the film will be about essentially a new generation of Rebel Alliance fighters as they sought to become the best flying squadron in the galaxy. Hmm. So reading more about this article from Collider, it seems like they want to make this film. All I can think of is like Top Gun, you know, right? Like says Jenkins aimed to combine her love for high speed thrill and expansive universe for Star Wars and to honor her father's memory and her fascination with aerial combat, striving to create a movie that captures the essence of both.
Nice.
So it's kind of exciting. Yeah, really,
it does. It sounds like Top Gun.
Yeah.
Like hot shot pilots.
Star Wars Top Gun, which
love that.
Could that go a lot of different ways. I hope.
Great.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah, me too. Fun. I'm just sad she's not making Wonder Woman 3.
I know.
Yeah. I was looking forward to that. I wish we'd gone up and said hi to her at the DJ Awards.
You should have. You could have got a
picture with her. We're right.
You guys.
Next to her.
Yeah.
Could have got the scoop.
Yeah. We didn't know. I mean, we still tried. But yeah, she just left when we weren't looking. And
She snuck it. Out of there.
At least I got a random picture of her making a weird expression.
You'll always have that.
I do. Yeah, I hope it happens. I mean, maybe she'll be at D23 announcing Rogue Squadron. Maybe I should get that $8,000 ticket.
Get your ticket. Better upgrade.
But they already announced it before. Didn't they do it at D3 before? And they had the
I don't know if
cool
they did it at D. Yeah. Did they do it at D23?
They had a video, like,
another
walking
video
around
came
the
out,
ship.
But I didn't know if. Yeah, but I don't know if that was at D23. It may have been. I mean, either way, they made a big announcement and then said, never mind.
Never mind.
Speaking of on again, off again.
So.
I think last week we're talking about, maybe a week or two before, there's an X-Files reboot coming. It's from the guy who did the Black Panther movies. James Cameron's not involved, but he gives it its blessing. It's like, okay, cool, great. That sounds awesome. We'll probably never see David and Jillian on screen as Mulder and Scully again, and that's probably for the best. And then this article from giantfreakingrobot.com lands yesterday. And the title is X-Files Getting Another Return with Mulder and Scully. They need to get a well-deserved send-off. So I don't know. It's hard to tell if this is talking about that same reboot. But there's a quote in here from Fox TV Group chairman Gary Newman. It says he's gone on the record saying that he's hopeful about the prospect of seeing David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson reprise their respective roles as Fox Mulder and Dana Scully. Fellow chairman Dana Walden also confirmed that something is in the works, but the project isn't quite ready for active development.
Interesting.
It's very confusing. I mean,
yeah.
It's not clear if this is the reboot that we have been told about, that Cameron is, Chris Carter. Did I say James Cameron earlier?
You did.
Chris Carter. That's where
I was like, wait, I just thought I was missing something and he was a bit involved and I just didn't know.
You know, old white, big ego, same guy. So again, very confusing. Don't know. Would be cool. Maybe they kind of, have like guest star, like, oh, it's Jillian, it's Mulder and Scully, and they're kind of handing off the reins to this new group of agents. Who knows? Some other cool stuff in here is outside about Jillian, what Gillian Anderson has coming up. Outside the X-Files, Jillian is involved with the upcoming Tron Ares movie. So she's going to be in a Tron movie, which is an active production and slated for 2025. Other upcoming titles starring Gillian Anderson include Scoop and The Salt Patch. Don't know what either of those are. And I guess Duchovny is currently attached to an upcoming TV series called Malice, which is currently in pre-production phases and shrouded in mystery.
Ooh. Saw him at the DGAs too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we did. Asked him. Should have asked him. Are you ever going to be Mulder again?
So I don't know. It's very confusing. This is a very confusing article. Mm-hmm. Now I don't know what to believe.
Here's what you need to believe. Here's the lesson to be learned from all this.
Wendy, I want to believe.
Here's the thing. Nothing is ever done, be it, you know, people coming back into roles like Mulder, Scully, David, reboots. Anything mm-hmm. can come back from the dead. Anything can continue. And the other lesson is, don't believe that any of this will happen until it happens.
Fair.
That's so fair. Anything can happen, but don't believe it will until it does. That's what I take away from all of this.
Sound advice.
And if David and Jillian can come back for a third time, then good Lord, why can't we get Lucy and Renee back once?
I know. Meaning, ridiculous.
Yeah. It is.
So frustrating.
That's all I got to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, speaking of things coming back.
Yeah. Wow. The segues are hot today.
Top shelf, would you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go to Purgatory.
She Nerds Out presents Live from Purgatory.
So we're into Purgatory now.
We're here. Right.
We're here. And yeah, we did get some good posts so that was their last week. They wrapped at the beginning of last week and we got some good stuff.
It was so fast. I feel like
I know
anxious about it because it was released. I think it would have been, I would feel a little bit different if they had announced it was happening. We had like a couple months before they started filming to kind of ramp up, but it was like the announcement next week, they're filming now It's over. I'm like, I don't know. We have some.
Yeah, it happened so quick.
Anxiety.
Okay, sorry. Oh, no. Are you okay? So Emily had a really very sweet post on the Insta. And it's like a, you know, she's taking this on the
homestead.
And we see the mailbox and all the cute, you know. Yeah.
Everyone welcome.
Signs. Yeah. Everyone welcome. Sometimes holiday and hot. And then somebody took a screenshot of the comments from cast. And one of them is Jan Arden. And Jan Arden says, what a blast. And of course, Jan Arden plays Bunny Loblaw. Mm. So that'll be, I have a feeling we're going to have Bunny back, which is going to be really fun. Cat comments magic, pure magic. Greg, thank you so much for having me aboard Emily. It was a blast. Cannot quite get over how truly amazing the crew was. Yada yada, boom boom. Everybody had a great time. But it's also a really nice photo, and you can see some crew working in the background there by the barn. And
does that just get to stay up? I'm sure they're gonna dig that out of the ground, but
absolutely
so pretty.
The mailbox it is, nice.
And all the signs.
Should stay there. It's like a
it belongs there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it belongs there.
Yeah. What else we get this week? We got a great post from Melanie mm-hmm. on Instagram.
Always.
Yes. Yeah. It was, of course, a few pictures. What do you call it? The thing where you're swiping through multiple
bunch of pictures. Bunch of pictures. I call it.
Bunch of pictures.
Bunch of pictures.
Yep. So it's a wide variety. It looks like her with some crew. First of all, her hair, adorbs. The shorter cut off, the way she has it styled. Then
looks great.
A picture of her with the longer hair, clearly with extensions. We know this because then she has them balled up in the next picture, or someone does. It's just like a mass of hair.
Sort of
without her head attached to it.
Yes.
Then another adorable hot picture. Let's just say hot. No, come on.
Yeah, she looks hot.
You know, she's got like her jean jacket or her leather jacket open a little bit, sunglasses on, giving the peace sign. It's like so cool.
Yeah.
Close up of like the bullet? A bullet?
So it looks to me like, you know, it's that that mineral that was on the homestead mm-hmm, and it kept mm-hmm. the revenants from coming out. I forget what it's called. It's
yes.
not oh fuck, what's it called?
Something with a light in it, I feel like.
Yes. Yeah. Like Amolite or Acolyte or
no, that's
Acolyte. Yeah, I got some Acolyte. And I think maybe that's like, maybe she, you know, you can load that into Peacemaker.
Yeah.
And,
you know, looks like a bullet casing.
Cause some trouble.
Interesting idea. Mm-hmm.
Then a blurry one of her and Tim.
Without his mustachio.
Yeah, it looks like it's got a 5 o'clock shadow, but not a mustachio.
And it looks like they're in a sports bar because it looks like there's a hockey game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Good eye. Good
the
eye.
Drink on the table there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the next one that also made its way onto Tubi. Tubi reposted this. This adorable picture of Melanie, Dom, and Kat all together looking so cute and happy.
You see Dom's hair.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the way, if this is going to be Waverly's haircut as well, or if this is, you know, maybe there's a wig or something, but this is Dom's hair looks really cute.
And this probably on set, I'd say, because Melanie has extensions in. Hard to tell. You'll know. Then another one with her and another, I'm assuming, crew member in a very chilly location. His beard looks frozen.
This poor guy.
Beautiful with the, you know, the pine trees in the background and just beautiful, but cold also. And lastly, we have a lovely picture of Kat Perel in the makeup trailer giving the finger. So that's nice. Looks very cute. They are like doing her hair to get some like some highlights up there. Yeah. So.
And a big old wig in the foreground.
Yeah, big old wig. We don't know what that's from. Whose wig is that? Hashtag whose wig is that?
Hashtag whose wig is that?
You could like zoom in and find some other stuff. Oh yeah, okay. Well, there's some other. There's a beanie back there behind her. A couple other wigs on those mannequin heads.
Sure. As you would expect to find.
Yeah.
In a makeup and hair trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff, Melanie.
Good stuff, Mel.
Thank you.
Honestly, I think she wins this competition. Oh yeah,
definitely.
We got something from Dom. It's a very lovely post. It's a very, like, I won't read the whole thing, but they posted something very nice, including, along with some photos of a butterfly. It looks like maybe they were just walking around downtown and saw this. Here's to queer representation. Here's to the shit show that changed my life. And here's to family. Bye, Calgary. It's been another awesome adventure. And that's a wrap. And so there's that photo of the butterfly in the window. And then it's Waverly's, name on a trailer door, and it looks like on Dom's ride home, maybe leaving Calgary, long lonely highway, the sun setting, probably as they were leaving Calgary. But yeah, a very good post, Dom.
Very nice.
Not bad, not as good as Mel's, but yeah,
you know, the written content is very meaningful, very nice.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was a lovely post.
Yeah.
And Waverly is number 3 on the call sheet, I take it. Just looking at the
number 3, Waverly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Go Winona, Doc, Waverly, and then Nicole.
Yeah.
I would guess, yeah.
Pretty
equal
sunset
in our hearts.
Of course, yeah. But we're not rating anything. Yeah. That would be a really bad idea.
No, not a rating.
Nope.
Thinking of the, you know, I mean, they put numbers on the door. It seems weird. Like, why do they have to put the number 3 on their trailer door? They can't just put Waverly. Why do they have to put the number?
Right.
I think it's for the PAs who don't know anything. Like, hey, can you go?
Go find number 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Learn their names, PAs.
Cat posted
number 3.
Nice...
Yeah.
Get ready number for 3. You. Can you imagine? Like, get out of here. Kat posted a nice picture of a notice of infraction from purgatory, parking ticket, and it looks like she's on her mark there.
Yeah, she's on her mark.
And I'm somebody else is, too. Can't tell who that is.
I'm guessing Waverly, right?
Yeah. Looks pretty cool. And Kat also posted recently, just yesterday, it looks like a picture of Bernie.
Yay!
Cute, sweet Bernie. Celebrating his 8-year gotcha day.
Bernie, what a sweet boy.
His dog is so cute.
So sweet.
Hi, Bernie, little bed.
Oh, Bernie.
Happy Gotcha Day, Bernie.
Yeah, happy Gotcha Day, Bern.
Oh.
There you go. So, yeah, I mean, again, guys, soak it in. We're in purgatory. Let's enjoy the moment here. We don't know when we'll be back. We'll be happy to come back. So if people have ideas.
Yeah, we will find any reason to come back if we can't. So like, if you got some ideas, throw them at us.
Send them our way, and we'll be happy to talk about purgatory related topics.
Yeah.
We got a few months before it's out, so we gotta
quite a few
or something else.
I think a while.
Yeah. So how could they send those our way, Kat?
Oh. Well, you can send us an email at shenerdsout@gmail.com. If you go through our website, shenerdsout.com, you can also send us a message. You can leave us a voicemail. We'd love to get a purgatory-themed voicemail.
Yeah. Maybe in a dog voice. That'd be cute.
That'd be great. I'd love to hear that. And while you're there, you might as well look at some merch. You can buy us a beer like Suze and Minnie did for Tara's birthday. Or get caught up on old episodes.
Work your way to becoming a knight. We're on the Twitter. Yes, it's still the Twitter. at Snot Podcast with one D.
And Facebook and Instagram at She Nerds Out Podcast. You can also leave us that review.
That'd be great.
Whatever you like.
5 stars. 5 stars only.
I'll talk more about it next week, but I'm also going to give a shout out, speaking of 5 stars, because they have a song called 4 Stars. But that's not what you should rate us. Definitely 5. But it's
confusing.
It's my brand now, I feel like. But it's Girls 5 Ever. So there we go. Back at the 5. Girls 5 Ever has dropped on Netflix. So excited. I'll talk more about it.
Oh, it's already out.
Oh, yeah, it's out. The 6th episode, 3rd season. So now all the episodes are there. So you can get all caught up. So watch it from the beginning. Give it some hours, right? Some streaming hours. And get on it. So it's only has 6 episodes. The other 2 have 8. And I loved it. It was so good. I'm so just grateful that.
And you've watched all of them, right? Season.
Oh, me? Yeah. All right. Twice. Okay. Oh, I watched all the new season already. I'm done.
You've already watched the new season?
Oh, yeah. In a day and a half. Done. It came out on the 14th, I think. So.
Okay.
Yeah. It's quick. The episodes are like 25 to 30 minutes. They go by fast. You're like trying to keep up. I usually have to go back and watch them again just to like catch all the little jokes in there, right?
Sure. Oh,
now can you hear Charlie? Now she's barking. So very excited.
Charlie.
We love boss. Girls 5 Ever. It's so fun. If you like friendship, some sexy ladies.
Check.
Fun.
Check.
Tina Fey jokes, lots of them. Meredith Scardino did Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And so fun. I love it.
Heartfelt
things. Sarah Bareilles being amazing. Queer representation. Lots of it. Very fun.
I love all of it. Fabulous.
Right after this podcast end, go check out.
Yeah.
Right after I watch Oak Island.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So we better wrap this up because we're going to have to go off and figure out how to work Tubi into the title of this week's episode.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a challenge.
Top shelf Tubi. I don't know. Think about it.
Yeah.
Something about legends. Disney legend. Tubi's legend. Legendary. Tubi.
Kelly Ripa. Tubi Disney legend.
No, she's not getting the title.
We'll workshop that. All right. Well. Shall we meet again? She nerds
out.
She nerds out. We're girls that like nerdy things.
And then the showrunner who also did what's the one with the
act it out. All right, Pictionary. Clow.
Two words. First word.
Explosion.
Come on. Pause.
Big hat.
You aren't helping right now.